This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today virtually inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of various development projects worth over 9,000 crore rupees at Aizawl in Mizoram. These projects are related to multiple sectors, including railways, roadways, energy, sports, among others. Mr. Modi inaugurated the Bairabi-Sairang new rail line, worth over 8,000 crore rupees, connecting the capital of Mizoram to the Indian Railways network for the first time. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said, "Today is a historic day for the nation, particularly for the people of Mizoram." He said Bairabi-Sairang railway line will revolutionize people's lives in Mizoram. Mr. Modi said that for the first time, Sairang in Mizoram will be directly connected with Delhi by Rajdhani Express.
This is not just a railway connection, but it is a lifeline of transformation. It will revolutionize the lives and livelihoods of the people of Mizoram. Farmers and businesses of Mizoram can reach more markets across the nation. People will be able to access more options for education and healthcare. This will also create employment opportunities in tourism, transport and hospitality sectors.
Prime Minister Modi said India is the fastest growing major economy in the world and Northeast is becoming the growth engine of the country. The Prime Minister said for the first time, rural roads and highways, mobile connectivity, internet connectivity, electricity, tap water and LPG connections have been expanded. On the occasion, Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the opening of the new railway line will increase the number of tourists and create new jobs. He added that the government will also start cargo operations this week, which will reduce the cost of cement and steel.
Before 2014, the budget for railway for Northeast was only 2,000 crore. Modi ji increased it 5 times to 10,000 crore. That is the Act East policy of Modi ji. Today, railway projects of 77,000 crore rupees are undergoing construction in the entire Northeast.
Earlier, Prime Minister Modi also flagged off 3 new express trains, Sairang Delhi Rajdhani Express, Sairang Guwahati Express and Sairang Kolkata Express on this occasion. India has welcomed the formation of a new interim government in Nepal, led by Right Honourable Sushila Karki. In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended best wishes to Ms. Sushila Karki on assuming office as the Prime Minister of the interim government. Meanwhile, Nepal President Ramchandra Podel has dissolved the House of Representatives, the lower house of the federal parliament, at the recommendation of the newly appointed interim prime minister and announced fresh parliamentary elections for the 5th of March next year. At least 9 people have died after a tanker lorry crashed into a procession heading for the immersion of the Ganpati idol at Karnataka's Hasan district. A tanker lorry was found to have driven recklessly into a Ganpati immersion procession in Musale Hosalli. Karnataka Chief Minister Siddaramaiah expressed grief over the deaths and announced a compensation of 5 lakh rupees to each of the families. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the mishap and announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund and the injured will be given 50,000 rupees. A massive 7.4 magnitude earthquake struck near the east coast of Russia's Kamchatka region this morning, prompting a tsunami warning. According to the United States Geological Survey, the quake occurred 111 kilometers east of the administrative center of the Kamchatka region at a depth of 39.5 kilometers. In badminton, India's men's doubles pair of Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty stormed into the final of the Hong Kong Open. The top-ranked Indian duo defeated Chinese Taipei's Sheng Chang Quan and Lin Ping Wei 21-17, 21-15 in the semi-final this morning. And that is the end of this news bulletin.